listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all for you.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to DMTF 60. Welcome to, my voice is breaking, DMTF. Yeah, we are off to a flying start, as you guys can see or notice. Okay, so yeah, welcome to episode 67 of the DMTF podcast. Yes, confirmed. Thank you. Don't mention the foosball. My name is Patrick. Glad to have you guys on board and with us together tonight. We have Jan from Berlin. Hello.
Hello, hello.
And fellow Canadian Joel, how are you?
Hello.
Young Joel, also Canadian, as he's named on my phone.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is as you guys noticed, we are and will be all over the place today. We are going to talk about some transfers, maybe a word about the Euros, maybe, or maybe not. Who cares? It's done. So yeah, let's
club
kick it off
country.
And see. I'm sorry?
Club, not country.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so that settles the Euro talk. Thank you, Jan. Jan, do you want to kick it off with whatever
not,
you wanted to talk
not
about?
Particularly.
Okay.
Joel, tell us something.
No, I wanted to hear from you and about the coach.
The coach?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been waiting to hear from you about this.
I'm pretty excited about him. People were talking shit like, but he finished behind Hertha with Nürnberg. Yeah, but it's Nürnberg. They have like two good players and that's it.
How would you describe his style of play?
He described himself that he said, okay, I shouldn't probably say this because then people think I'm like him, but he's Spanish. He's half Spanish, at least. So he, Pep Guardiola ball. And
right. I was gonna say, so he likes to cheat?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Maybe. Oh, no. His kink is Arab blood money.
Well, yeah, I was going to also say that, but I was like, I spent like 5 minutes shitting on Manchester City last episode, so I'm going to hold off, but guess not. Yep. Yeah, too late. Fuck Manchester City and fuck Pep. Thank you. Good night.
If you look at the footage on Instagram from the from training camp, the whole play has changed dramatically. They're really playing like not really tiki taka, but it's way different from the boring Dada ball.
Okay, I mean, as long as they have the personnel to, there is a lot of scratching going on, Jan. Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, now
he mutes. Yeah, he mutes himself, and now he talks. All right, awesome. This is the technical genius going on there, ladies and gentlemen.
My headphones fell off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. You're doing the editing, so you know it's your mess. So enjoy. Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I was gonna say as long as he's got the personnel to play his style of ball. Then, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the three new players who came in are pretty impressive, even though one is already in rehab from yeah, there was a friendly in Cottbus, and two Hertha players were injured by the same player.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was really shitty.
Fabian Reza has been in surgery yet, and I think on Monday, Kevin Sessa, one of the new players, was under the knife, as we say in German.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so both needed surgery.
Yeah,
but only Reza did.
No, both needed surgery. But,
shit.
But Sessa insisted on going to training camp to be with the team.
Okay. Yeah. Cheering from his wheelchair.
No, he was still walking.
Okay.
You know, if you have
because it was a shoulder operation.
No.
I don't know.
If you have certain knee things, then you can still walk.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I think if your ACL is torn, you can walk. I don't know.
Poorly, probably.
I have heard that like they are encouraging movement a lot sooner after surgeries than they previously were. Like, so they've done more studies on post-op behavior and stuff, and they are finding that having patients move even sooner is actually more beneficial for the recovery. So obviously not like it wouldn't be like working out or whatever, but even just having some of that motion, like a lot less of that just straight bed rest type of mentality. At least get the motion. When stay moving, people, right? I mean, I feel like that's the stay moving. Stay alive.
And don't get clattered by shitty players from Cardbus.
Yeah,
from behind.
Stop being so friendly.
yeah, exactly. From behind, yes. On a friendly, the junior friendly. Fucking hell.
Asshole.
I should have kept up with the news, but
what do you always say?
yeah, I know.
Was that the one that went 2-2?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because we were up 2-0 and then they came back.
Yeah.
Both have knee injuries, or was it ankle?
No, knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. All right. So okay. So yeah, you mentioned the new manager or coach is Christian Fiel. Mm-hmm. And renewed
the extra mile.
Yes, I went the extra mile, you could say. I renewed a tradition of anagrams for newcomers.
Beloved tradition.
I do what I can. So with Christian Fiel, I have, the Luftbrücke, the airlift. Yeah. Well, I have nice airlifts. Well, that's one. I have Eric, finalist okay. for the Bundesliga 2, I hope.
No, and, for the cup.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sure.
Well, let's get promoted. Isn't that more the financial? Don't we
let's do both.
Isn't it promoted or bust? Like, what, where are we on that? Anyway, yeah, sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could, bridge off to the conversation about 777, are in even more trouble. But
keep an anagram.
We don't need to do that, you know. You also mentioned, Jan, I'm sorry, again, all over the place, the assistant manager, Jaime Monroy, Portuguese fella. I have one as well.
Really relying on these Iberians.
Yes. So if your mother enjoys flying, we have Enjoy Air, Mom. That's, I didn't come up with name. I work with what I have. You know?
Those are certainly English words.
Yes. No.
It's what you say to your mom. It's what you say to your mom before getting off the phone when she tells you, I'm going to watch that new Michael Jordan movie on Prime tonight.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Okay.
Yes. All right. We also have,
a buddy of mine was just telling me that the best professional sports game he's ever been to is the NBA. And he's not an NBA fan. He, he's not at all. And he went to a Miami North or one of the Carolinas game and was blown away, like, by the atmosphere, the crowd, and he's actually he's much more of an NFL fan. Flies to Nashville frequently to go see the Titans. And then, but I was just saying, that's one of the professional sports games I've never seen at all, like an NBA game.
Same.
And, I've done NFL now, MLB, and whatever, like hockey, other stuff. So it's like, I'm kind of curious. Like, you mentioned the Bulls. Cause like, I might go to Chicago by the end of the year. And if I can, maybe if I can get a Bulls game.
Chicago sucks right now.
Well, I mean, he's just saying the atmosphere is actually good because of the tininess of the court and like the
atmosphere. You're closer to the action.
Yeah.
If you have good tickets.
That's what he was saying. He said he even had like these like 300 level shitty tickets and like he could like see DJ Khaled clearly, like in the sense, like, cause he was like court side somewhere or whatever.
Wow.
Like stuff like that. He's just like, yeah, the atmosphere. And then like, and stuff I didn't actually really think about, but is actually pretty obvious is even like, right, each team scores like 60 times in a game. So like that builds up a lot of atmosphere every time your team scores. Like, yeah, I mean, it's only 2 points.
Yeah. But
but true. Everyone,
which is why I was a basketball fan, not a football fan as a youth. Do you know why the NBA atmosphere is so good? Who invented it?
John, you mean the Canadian Naismith?
James Naismith.
Dr. Jerry Buss, when he bought the Lakers.
Fuck the Lakers. I never liked that club.
How can you hate Magic? How can you hate Kareem? How can you hate Big Game James?
I am not disputing any of that, but like when a club nicknames itself Showtime and you have this douchebag with a slick back hair on the sidelines, we're like, who are these assholes?
No, Hall of Fame coach.
I know. And a few years later, when I got older, I actually liked the guy. But when I was a kid, my first introduction to basketball was like this bunch of douchebags calling themselves Showtime.
No, they didn't call themselves Showtime. They were called Showtime.
Well, the press. I mean, same difference.
You know what? You know, when you come over, I have a book by Pat Riley. It's called Showtime. I can give it to you.
I think it's hard to like anything LA though, in a way, unless you're there or like kind of a California kind of fan. Like to me, like LA has like kind of like the Toronto vibe in Canada, where like if you're outside of Toronto, you fucking hate it. And if you're in it, you think you're the center of the world, right? Like that's, that's the way Americans have described LA to me a lot of times.
I'm a LA Kings fan and a Chargers fan, but I completely get what you're saying. 100%.
I could never really be a Kings fan. I mean, I've watched a lot of West Coast hockey because of the Canucks, because I'm a big Canucks fan. So like, so it's just like, yeah, the Kings are in my conference, enough where we're like, we played each other a lot and then they're pretty good. Yes. And so like, they beat us a lot too. So I don't really like the Kings, but
I probably mentioned this in a previous episode, but like here they started showing Western Conference games only after LA traded for Gretzky, and that's how I became a Kings fan. Because this team is fun to watch.
I was about to say,
and that's how it started, and
Did you see the ESPN documentary 30 for 30? Kings Ransom?
Yes.
It's really good.
Yeah. It was a while ago, but I remember it being good. Yeah.
I think the cover is him crying in a press conference.
Possible. Yeah.
NBA. I don't know. Could be something. Now I at least want to check it out. It's another professional sport to sort of see.
I get what you're saying, but what would turn me off a little bit is the constant timeouts, nonstop timeouts in the last 2 minutes. So maybe that would get on my nerves. But I was going to say, there is a basketball club in Berlin. Would you consider going to a game?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Oh, like this September? Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Hell, even when's the Ice Bear season open up too?
It starts.
Fuck Ice Bear. Nobody goes to see Ice Bear.
No, that's not true.
They hate Hertha.
What? Do they?
Yeah.
I've been to dozen games, honestly.
Well, I'm just chomping at the bit to go to Uber Eats Arena,
I went to one game and it was so loud.
Ugh. That's awesome. What the fuck are you talking about? What?
No, the music is so loud. None of the fans. The music is so loud.
That's interesting, because this is another thing that my buddy mentioned about the NBA game, is that I guess they're allowed to play music during the game. During the game. And so he's saying, it's like when the home team has the ball, like it's like pump up music. And then when the away team has the ball, it's like, he's like, wah, 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 like kind of stuff, like effects and stuff.
So it's always the same.
Something like that.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not needed to do that. I don't know why.
You're welcome.
But I mean, yeah, is that a rule or what is it? Because obviously in hockey, like you can hear the music stop as soon as the puck hits the.
No, I think you can play. There's a keyboard player and they can play.
Okay.
So you always had this, the Suns in the 90s always had the, Adams Family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But going back to basketball, lucky for you, I know a guy.
We're still talking about
basketball. Because my friend No, you were talking about
basketball.
I thought we were talking about hockey. Okay.
Well, anyway.
back to German basketball.
No, okay. Alba. Alba is the name of the club in Berlin. Yes.
You know what Alba is?
I did, but I forgot.
Alba is a trash company.
That's true. Yes.
Anyway, my friend's daughter is married to an Alba player.
Oh, okay.
Tim Schneider.
Where do they play?
Bundesliga. What? What's this?
Sorry, that's my like my assistant, like Google Assistant.
It's telling me where to be.
That's
okay. Which arena do they play? They don't play at the Uber Arena, I don't think.
They used to play at the Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
So they started at U2, then they went to a Mercedes-Benz, so now it must be the Uber Arena.
Okay, so they do play there.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They used to play there.
Okay.
I haven't played in quite some time because I didn't like the new arena. And I bought court sites that I couldn't see shit. And then once my friend, they had a promotion with Sparkasse, so his father got five tickets for free with the worst nosebleeds I ever had. If I had a basketball, I couldn't have hit the court from there. Really, really far away.
Wow, okay.
Well, let's go. Right. Let's back-to-back Uber Eats arena.
So did you turn Alexa off now?
Yeah, well, no, I actually just logged off of work. Anyway.
Who needs work?
Fuck work.
But work. Yeah, I mean, I would check out a basketball and an Ice Bear game for sure. I've been wanting to sort of see. I've never looked too.
I think Ice Bear, but back in the far east now.
Oh, they're not over at Uber Eats anymore?
I think they went back to Hohenschönhausen, but I'm not sure.
Wikipedia says they are still at Uber Arena.
Okay, I might be wrong.
But, you know, I was going
to
say...
have you been to Uber Arena as such?
No, I've never... Have you been I've to never even been to Mercedes. Like...
O2.
Back when it was O2. O2, yeah, I've been a couple of times.
I think I saw Foo Fighters there. I went to the... So nice, the farewell tour of Meatloaf. Because my wife had guest list tickets, it was so shitty. They basically had to carry him off the stage. And 1 year later, he was already back on stage.
Wow.
You're not going to do anything for love.
What else can we say? But Joel, one of your questions was, when does the hockey season start? In Berlin, and I think it's like early September. So okay. I looked into like... some tickets. Yes, so I might go to a game if the date.
I should take a peek then, yeah, because I've been so focused on the match I'm gonna get to see finally. But August 21st, members presale. It's in my calendar.
Okay, nice.
Might even wake up. We'll see. Probably not, but. What row are you in, Yen?
I
2.1.
4.
Okay.
4-1, 4-2. I catered a football match on Sunday. And I just realized.
How did it go?
Oh, okay.
German-American football?
American football. It was way too hot. And it's vacation time. And we didn't have any ice because the whole infrastructure at this fucking old stadium it's going to be torn down after the games are done.
Really after that game was done, like as soon as the players walked off, okay, bulldoze this.
No. The thing is, I had they don't have much electricity, so I had one 16 ampere for my espresso machine, and then I had only one Schuko plug, and I already had four machines on it. I had the coffee machine on it. I had the grinder on it. And I had my iPad on it for cashier. And then I needed my phone to make because you're in Germany, we don't have internet. I had to get a hotspot.
Well, do you want to burn the place down before they tear it down? Or?
And so okay. I couldn't bring a fridge, so I didn't have ice, and everybody asked for ice.
Oof.
So next time I'm going to bring fucking ice.
Sounds like a recipe for a wildfire. Anyway, which arena was it? High
Jasport Park.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And
Mauer, Mauer Park.
I just found out that the player, the best defensive player, went to Decatur High School, which is where I lived. Not in the high school, of course, but I lived right outside Decatur.
Okay.
Or as they called it there, because lots of people in academia lived there, they called it Dick Hader.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we have to talk about Kamala before we end the show. But we'll keep that for later.
Sure.
Okay.
So great. You asked about the coach and how did we get here?
Oh, I mean,
basketball. I blame that. I don't know. Anyway, professional sports.
Anagrams.
Anagrams.
Oh, yeah, the air.
Nice air lift.
Enjoy mom air.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. All right. Wow.
Or knees.
Chicago.
You know, what depends.
What about Patrick Ebert?
I haven't tried, but let me check. I tried with Diego Demme, and yeah. I got Dodge Emmy.
I mean, the name is funny enough. Diego Demme sounds like,
you know, it's like the Latin cousin of the director from The Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Demme.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay.
He was named after Diego.
I earned that.
He was named after Diego.
Maradona, yeah.
Yeah, he talked about it in the interview because he went to Napoli, and it was great for him because he was named after.
Okay.
Little coquette.
Oh, Patrick Ebert. Oh shit! I got a good one. A better prick.
He's a prick, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, I don't even need to look any further. I cannot beat that. So, you know, awesome.
Yeah, but when we talk about the roster, we have to say that we got three new players for a total cost of $300K.
Yeah, that's good business. Hopefully they don't suck too much.
One of them won the Scudetto.
Okay.
The other one once went to Bayern for 10 million or something like that.
Oh.
And who's the third? The third is injured, but he's still good. Yeah. Demme is from, I think, Arminia Bielefeld was his first, and then he played for Leipzig. And then Leipzig sold him to Napoli. He won the league. And I think they also won the cup another year, but he didn't play much the season before. Then it would come in the summer, but they couldn't agree on anything. And then he's basically hasn't played football in a year.
Okay.
I think he played like four games or something like that.
Here is his chance to shine.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know,
he looks all right.
That's what they always say when they come to Hertha.
I mean, nobody can do worse than Puchalakis on the six.
Oh, yes, I'll agree with that.
And Deo extended his contract. Yeah. So three players. Kevin Sessa came from Heidenheim and Michael Cuisance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got something on that one. I think. No, shit. No, sorry.
Cuisance. Or as the Germans say, Cuisance.
Ooh. Well, then I'm just going to say Reese. I don't, then fuck that. I mean, I'm alive. Fuck that then. I mean, I'll just call him my little peanut butter cup.
Oh, these just started. You know, these new leagues they have on the Baller League and all that stuff and Icon League and all that? No?
No.
Baller League, Icon League, these little six-a-side things.
Okay.
It's a big thing now. They do all these indoor leagues with old players or former players.
I think
Podolski has a team, and one of the new leagues now has a team that's owned by Fabian Reese and Chiago. Chiago is a German hip hop artist. Can you go to YouTube and put on a song by Chiago?
Nah. I don't think I'll do that.
I'm good.
Sorry.
Interesting music.
Okay. That's never a good... that's ominous when someone describes something as interesting.
Maybe I'm just too old for that shit. I don't know. Yeah. So Cuisance is good. Anything else? Anybody? Oh yeah. Oh, and Dennis Marsh came back.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
He was at our last Christmas party before COVID happened.
Sorry, Michael Cuisance. I tried an anagram and I got something in French, which would be very appropriate. This is chicane musicale, which is music fight.
is that musical chairs in French?
Chaise musicale. Which is close enough, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, let's not be picky here.
Assistant and picker.
Wow. Yeah, basically, no argument. Okay, yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Serdar was sold to Verona, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And yeah, he was on loan there.
Okay.
Good. So how much? How much is it?
Isn't it like 5 or 4 million?
Isn't it? Didn't I put it in there? Bad boy.
Oh, 4.5 million.
Yes.
Net loss of 2.5 million.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Lucas Schuler. That's the guy I was trying to think of.
There's another guy I forgot about. Yeah, also free transfer. Yeah.
On a free, yes.
Oh.
And he killed us when we were playing Magdeburg.
Okay, so.
I think he scored 2 goals and 2 assists in the 2 games against us.
So no own goals, please.
Are you still anagramming?
Well, yeah. Her calculus.
Hmm. Her calculus?
Yeah, you know. That's
sounds like a Hillary Clinton class.
I was gonna say they do need more women in STEM, don't they? I mean,
yeah, good point. All right. So yeah, I mean I'm working off the cuff here, so I don't have time to really workshop those names. So yes.
I posted questions. Posted on 3 platforms, and somebody asked, since Reza is injured now, shit. Are the chances better he stays? What do you think?
Yeah, right? I mean, I thought he wants to be here, like, badly.
No, he doesn't.
No?
No. He said that if there's an offer, he might be gone.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But I mean, in our situation, from the team's perspective, yeah, also, yeah. Like, if there's an offer, you're gone. Like,
if he wants to leave, he can go. I don't mind. Because the system has changed now. And last season, we were really reliant on him. But I think this season, it's going to be less about the players and more about the team.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I don't mind if anyone goes, to be honest. I mean, I guess there'd be some names where, like, I don't necessarily want to see gone.
Not for sure.
I wouldn't want him gone either. Or Risa. Risa?
Risa?
Risa. I don't want him gone. I don't want him gone either. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm I don't know. It's not despondent. It's more just I'm ready for change or whatever.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like if Newcastle walks in with a 15 million offer, are you going to say no?
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to get 50 million for the Bundesliga player.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know.
Especially I think he's 27 or something. He's not really that young.
Just, hypothetical or something, you know.
Oh,
in a perfect world.
I have another question on Twitter is also delivering. Man, let's do questions later. But to answer the question really short, I don't think any team in their right mind, I mean, he would only go to Erste Bundesliga, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think any team in their right mind would buy a player his age when he's injured. I mean, Hertha, we talked about this.
It's, yeah, that's fair.
I think Hertha once got, you have Nsona, who was shit. Never played a game.
Bag of glass.
But then you had a guy from Austria, came from RB Leipzig, was injured, and then he played pretty well, and we sold him off to Gladbach, and now he's in Italy. Valentino Lazaro.
Yes. That's a couple of years ago.
Those things can work out, but I don't think anybody's going to take him.
Yeah. Do we know how long this injury will keep him?
2 months.
Oh, fuck me.
I mean, it's always between 3 and 6 weeks, but he already had surgery, so gonna take longer.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it you always be... that you after you have surgery you have to start from scratch with your muscle? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that blows. I didn't know about that.
It's been said that he doesn't fit that well with the system of Fjell anyways.
Okay. Tabakovic is a better fit, I'm guessing.
Of course, always. I mean, a striker always fits a big striker.
Well, yeah, but like those two seem to be working together really well. So
No. I think it just looks like this because all the plays, the whole Hertha game was just give the ball to Reza and everybody get the fuck out of the way.
Yes. So if
So if everybody's sharing the ball, I think it's going to be different.
Okay.
I think. Oh, speaking of strikers, Davy Selke, he got relegated with Köln, but he was injured, of course. And then he made a post on Instagram. I really want to stay with Köln, but they denied me. They didn't. I think he wanted too much money. And now he's at HSV now.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that. Yes, a post about that. Well, you know.
So HSV's not going up this season either.
You know, the listeners cannot see me, but I'm shrugging. You know, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you for muting yourself before yawning.
I was at the pool all day.
That's okay.
That's why I'm sunburned.
That's all right.
Schwimmbad,
yeah. Or Freibad in that case.
Freibader?
Freibad. Outside pool. Hallenbad and Freibad.
Yes. Yeah, that's singular and plural would be Bäder?
Bäder, yeah.
Okay. See, I paid attention during class. So, actually, I took a completely unrelated, but I took a quick look at the weather for the, past a few days in Berlin, and you guys are cooking right now, right?
Oh, it's okay.
No, yeah, okay.
There's been rain.
Rain. It's not too bad because a few days ago it was like, 30, 31.
I mean, my friends called this morning. He's like, should we really go to the pool? I said, yes, we're going to go to the pool. The rain is going to go away. And see, now I'm sunburned and no rain.
So wait, is that a win or? I don't know.
I'm always winning.
That's a good question, actually. That's a good point.
I'm like Charlie Sheen, always winning.
Okay, Tiger Blood. All right. So Reza, he could be back by the end of September is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in theory, yeah, that's right? True.
Well, mm-hmm. Then maybe that'll be the jersey, first jersey I'll get. Big Reese right on the back,
Reza. Yeah, you get the Reese with the C.
But I mean, we probably I don't remember if we had that conversation before, but when you do get a jersey, my first idea would be to get a quote unquote classic jersey, like, past player, like a, high level player or a player that you really like, but who is not with the club anymore.
Are there any rules around that in a sense when you get them done at the shop?
You're not going to get shot outside the stadium if you buy a current player jersey, but.
I wouldn't get a Wagner, maybe.
Well, I just mean more because like in hockey, like in the NHL, you actually can't get customized old like ex players.
No, you can,
from their official sites and stuff.
You can't?
No, and they don't let you customize like a name or whatever. Sometimes
I think
sometimes they have like rules around that. That's why
I didn't know that.
It's because of Mitchell and Ness. I think Mitchell and Ness owns the historic jerseys. Where they can buy a jersey for like €200 dollars.
Oh, okay. So it's like the rights that are like because
probably.
It's like
more- I don't know.
I don't even know. I mean, I've just sort of seen that in the past. So I was just sort of, but no. I didn't even mean like more like morally.
Okay,
like,
so,
they'll put anything I ask in a sense, like on the jersey.
No.
I love number 69. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
First thought. There you go. Boom.
Hitler. Hitler.
Oh, oh yeah, number 14. Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
HH number 14.
Can I please get ACAB1312?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Four numbers, they don't fit in on your back, but you know, who gives a shit?
I'm gonna get one with Brett.
That's technical. That's technicality.
No, but you can current players are, I think, $12, and individual ones are $15.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. I can look it up if you want me to, but it's something like $10-$15. And the players they have there already, and if you put your own name, it's going to take some time to print and cut out and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the NORAM guys were having a chat about this, or like, because I think there was a guy in the chat. He literally asked the question, like, I'm buying my first jersey, like, and I think he was asking for recommendations on people's thoughts of like should I go classic? Should I buy a current player?
Always good.
A lot of Guendouzi, you know.
Oh Jesus,
Guendouzi's okay.
I liked him, but I mean,
whatever. Yeah, but Guendouzi didn't go to Union.
No, sure.
Fair.
For 2.6.
Where did he go? Marseille million. Or no?
I think he went back to Marseille, was on loan.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
Yes.
Wait, wasn't he on loan from Arsenal though or
yes.
something?
Yeah, yeah. At some point, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a great shithouse. Yeah, great shithouser, but it's way too much chaos for Arteta. So, you know, he wouldn't stand for that. So that's why they, you know, he binned him off to...
I like the other guy from Marseille. We had Nemanja Radonkovic, remember?
Vaguely.
I'll look his name up.
But yeah, I mean, to stay with the tricot talk, I would go classic. I'm not sure which one I would get, but I would go with the classics, I think.
Oh, was that the fucking, that Hungarian keeper? Kirai. Yeah, but then you got to get a keeper jersey. So
yeah, that's
kinda,
ugly. That's
yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah,
that's weird.
I think I'm going to get the women's jersey this year because their sponsors are less shitty looking than... Oh, Radonjic. Nemanja Radonjic now playing for Torino. The ladies have a different sponsor, so it looks different.
But I mean, okay. Our sponsor this season is decent, I think.
Yeah.
Looks decent. But, no black.
But
that blends in better, I think.
But VTG just has a triangle. It's not that.
Hmm.
Oh, the buzzer was so shitty.
Yeah.
It wasn't Teddy, but it wasn't great.
No, Teddy was still
Teddy, not Teddy.
Okay.
Teddy. Oh, okay.
Shitty it's stores.
Like this conversation.
This episode.
This life.
Well, yeah, Jesus. I mean, yeah, to whoever is still listening, kudos. We respect.
Real insiders know that it's called DMTF. It's a don't mention tedious football.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yes. That's a good one.
A classic. Yeah. Wait. So maybe Ibby. He's classic.
It's funny because he's coming back as well. So that's good.
Okay. Oh, yes. There we go. So what? Current. Oh, but as staff, right?
Yeah, he's on staff now. Like,
yeah.
Wasn't he with some like shitty MLS team at some point or?
No, just, he was. He
am
was
I a, dreaming or?
He was in the academy. Or what was the question? What was the question? Was he in Dresden?
No. It's some like shitty MLS teams, you know, with the staff or?
Ebert? No.
Ebert? No, Ibisevic.
Yeah. He's.
Okay.
He's an assistant coach to Sandro Schwarz now.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Fizzy Drink New York.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's a shame, but...
okay.
You know.
So wait, then who are you talking about? Who's...
Patrick Ebert.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. I heard EB. I thought Ebert. It meant Ibisevic. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I was saying EB. That's who I was saying. Classic. That's what I did say. IB, like for the tricot, for the jersey. That's what I was talking about.
That would be a great choice, honestly.
That's what I was saying. He's classic enough. And like he was still on the team when I first like became a fan in 2017, I guess it was.
Nice.
So like he was still playing. And so like he was at least I remember him ish.
I have a special Pokal jersey, number 19, Ibisevic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, the game they lost 3-0 to Dortmund.
John, a perfect reminder.
Back in 2016.
You start to gag whenever you look at the jersey.
I haven't worn it yet. I've never worn it.
Okay, there you go.
Never worn it. And I have some TD jerseys. I'm going to have somebody remove the sponsor and then I'm going to wear them.
Can they do that?
Won't it just leave like this like empty circle?
Well, yeah, with a different color because it wasn't as exposed to the sun as the rest.
Yeah.
It's going to look like dark shit.
I mean, you can still tell there was somebody. I can just put something over it. Like I still have a patch for
Deutsche Bahn. You stick a Deutsche Bahn.
Oh, there we go.
Seriously,
right there.
Seriously, my Deutsche Bahn came off.
Oh.
Yeah. Jeez. I wore one. It's like, okay. It was in the washing machine. And Esther just found it because she was, I think it took a few turns because we didn't realize it at first.
Jesus.
Yeah, so those are falling off now. I mean, they're from 2013. So it's okay. Yeah, I had a Deutsche Bahn away jersey and I put Niemeyer on it.
Okay, yeah.
And I gave it to my friend for an event when we were working coffee at Hertha. And then I saw him with it and everything is off. Everything has fallen off. I think you have to watch it inside out.
Oh, no.
And no fabric softener.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's in Fuerteventura.
Delicate cycle, of course. You know, that goes without saying.
Cold water.
No, you can do the normal one. 40,
or, well, below 30.
I do normal 40 to 40 degrees and really? no fabric softener, yeah.
I'd keep it under 30.
But, like, do you use a laundry bag?
No.
I would.
No, I do it inside out, so I don't need a laundry bag.
With that sort of thing, you know, better safe than sorry.
Oh, wow, okay. I don't use a laundry bag usually. I would.
It's all
I'd
fucking do overpriced anyway.
That's good to know, though.
My running stuff, all laundry bag.
Have you?
Really?
Yeah, because you don't want to mess up the stretch material.
Yeah. Well, because we wash a lot of Lulu, like, because I use like running shorts, you know, for in the gym for with weightlifting.
Okay.
But they're Lulu, and I think that even my shirts are technically one or two of them are technically run.
I mean,
they're meant for run. But I mean,
they are great. I mean, they're super comfy, and you know, that's the best.
No, I love them. Oh, that's okay. You know, that's good to know because we wash a lot of workout gear. So maybe we should get some laundry
bag, delicate cycle, cold water.
Definitely cold water. We even
no fabric softener. Yes,
we switched using pods. Like we think the other pods weren't breaking down enough. It was leaving this shit on our clothes, like that the plastic fucking pod itself. It wouldn't like melt enough, and it would like melt and fuse to the like a garment. Like
Jesus.
And so, but we were using cold water.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that's
other
probably
pods.
Why. Yeah.
But like, and so now we're buying specifically the cold water ones.
Okay.
We haven't noticed.
Welcome to Laundry Talk.
Yeah.
I never thought we would spend
new
a few minutes on laundry
a new
on this podcast. Yeah.
Thank you, Teddy.
I will take your cold water pots and I will raise you generic DM brand.
Oh,
it's called Denkmit. So nice.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yes.
Denkmit sensitive. And we got rid of fabric softener. We use Essig.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Huh.
Okay.
In the wash?
Yes.
I've heard of doing that, yes.
Set
and
up
it works
it works well. And then I have some special sport thing that if I put in jerseys, I put in this special wash for sports jerseys.
Okay.
It's like a fabric softener for sports jerseys.
and your clothes don't smell of vinegar when you're done?
Okay. You know they get rinsed after the washing? I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I've heard of that. It was kind of a shitty joke. And actually, I earned that one as well. I deserve that.
Actually, you know, I haven't wanted to tell you that. I've been scared to tell you this, actually. We got a coffee maker, a new coffee maker.
Oh, my God. Did you get an espresso?
Is it Keurig?
Nothing like that. I am a coffee dunce, like novice, nothing. Not I don't.
You're a dunce.
Don't,
period.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Right. I'll say coffee, but. So anyway, I don't drink anything fancy at all. Certainly my wife enjoys it a lot more than I do. She does another thing, but our coffee, our old one was just sort of clunking out kind of finally. It's just an old Cuisinart thing. We are at a Zwilling warehouse sale and they sell a bunch of their stuff. Like they have some electronic stuff.
Non-Canadians?
To non-Canadians? Zwilling?
Yeah.
Zwilling J.A. Henkel, and Germans should know it. It's a German company, German brand. It's
I know Henkel.
Well, they mostly do knives, you know, kitchen
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, okay. So they do knives. They actually Zwilling brand owns Staub too, which is like that French like cast iron and ceramics producer. They're super renowned for their high quality cast iron, high quality like bakeable dishes, stuff like that.
It could really be in a home economics podcast. You know your shit, man.
So the coffee machine, though, but it's even the. Even this thing is pretty wild. It has a I want to ask you what's bloom? What's a blooming function? Do you have any idea what that is?
Yeah, of course.
What is that? I don't know. My coffee machine blooms my coffee now, and I'm like, okay, that's what good, cool. What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, if you do a pour over, yeah,
sure.
You don't know what a pour over is?
Not really. No.
It says pour over. What do you think is going to get poured over what?
Froth milk over coffee? No?
Don't do your snob bit. Like, you know, you coffee
water,
rookies.
Water over coffee.
You are beneath me.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
No, pour over. Pour over is just you take a filter and you pour water over the coffee, man.
Okay.
It'll be 60.
Like camping style. Like that? Pour?
Like hunt filter. Like a V60. You just... You know, you grind it and then you put the water and then you're swirling in concentric circles anyways. So basically a V60 and your filter coffee machine are the same, except for the V60 you do it by hand and yours does it automatically. And if I do it by hand, I start with about 50 milliliters of water and then... So the whole thing should take 3 minutes and I would let it bloom for 30 seconds. And that's the time when it gets best. You know, if you have a coffee machine, it just flushes water on it. It's not as tasty as if you leave it there for 30 seconds it's called blooming and I can show you or you can.
It did mention moistening of the grounds.
Yeah.
Of some kind. But
you're always welcome to watch Lance Hedrick videos. He's the coolest coffee creator I know.
Okay.
But Joel, when you mentioned camping style, I was going to say, you know, in Canada, when you're camping, if you want coffee, you just walk to the nearest Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You're on camping grounds?
Usually not too far from.
Yeah.
You're never far from a Tim Hortons, no matter where you are.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
We got a French press too, actually. And again, another Zwilling one. It was just happened to be on sale. It was a warehouse.
I don't like French press.
It's because we're drinking two different kinds of coffee right now.
Oh.
And so, like,
why?
So Renee's using the. She's using the French press. I'm using the drip as a.
Why don't you buy an espresso machine?
Well, we're not ready. Listen, I had, what the fuck's a pour over? And now you want me spending thousands of dollars on an espresso machine?
Hey, I have an espresso machine that's...
There are plane tickets to buy. Coffee machines can wait.
Exactly.
I offered him to get him a cheap room, and he went for the fancy hotel. Okay? I offered him $50. $50.
I'm all about the location. I mean, Location. Renee wanted, yeah. I mean, that one was up to Renee.
Speaking of location, there's a really good podcast. It's by ESPN, I guess. I think it's ESPN 30.
You mean this one?
No.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not on ESPN yet. Joel's been working on that. any updates? There's a podcast. It's ESPN 30 for 30. They're also the ones that also do the documentaries. They do podcasts now. And one of them is on, what was his name? Sterling?
What's that noise?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I live downtown Ottawa. I mean, there's someone's banging on something.
Some junkie scratching on your window?
Possibly.
Okay.
I don't know.
That happens.
Yeah, it's on the Sterling thing, you know, the Clippers owner who, the tapes and the little racy shit. Yeah. I listened to it on vacation when I was glamping in Mecklenburg. Glamping, it's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Glamour camping, yes.
Yeah, they do it here.
Because I'm really camping traumatized.
I've never liked camping, so I cannot blame you.
I spent almost all my vacations in an old Volkswagen Transporter.
Like a Westfalia?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder you're traumatized. Fuck.
And my father was a teacher, so 6 weeks every summer. We drove around Europe. I hated it. And in the beginning, they used to sleep on this convertible bench. And they put just like a mattress across the driver's seat. And I was just sleeping there. And said, okay, if somebody comes and kills us, I'm first to go.
Prison would be more comfortable.
But do you know how big the old steering wheel was with the old Volkswagen?
Ah,
it was
okay.
Huge, like a bus. Like shh.
Probably because no power steering.
No power steering.
Easier to crank,
good
right?
Point. That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love that car.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, wait.
You don't sound like that.
Yeah,
I love the car. I didn't like sleeping in it.
Ah, okay. There you go.
And then my dad did it himself. And there was this little, really, really tiny fan in the back. We were driving through Greece. It was like 40 degrees and this little shitty thing.
Like a USB fan almost, like a face fan for the
way
entire van.
Way before USB, but yes.
Fuck's
sake. Really shitty. Fuck's sake, you amateur.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to click on that, but you beat me to it, so I don't need to.
No, you can, because you are an amateur, so you can, because I was faster than you.
Jesus Christ, wow. The knives are flying low tonight.
No, I just gave you a chance to do it.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Hey, wait, so where are you making a reservation for us again?
Erdals Bierkneipe.
Okay,
something like that. Erdals. Why, Adals Bierstube? It's a really shitty bar.
Friedrich Karl Strauss.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Thanks for the warning.
So do we need a reservation? Like,
do we need like a Kevlar vest for the knife?
I'll check with Erdal.
Oh, good. There's this Spati?
Spati.
Spati? Not too far? I love a good...
I think he has Schultheis on tap.
Not sure. All right.
And when we're done, we can go over to the Italian place where we always eat. It's my favorite restaurant. Or let's say the only restaurant.
Not Domino's. I mean, I'm just on Google. Like, there's a Domino's. Like, we're almost right beside this place.
It's called Lauretta.
Well, yeah, and we'd call this place an Italian place.
Lauretta. Trattoria Lauretta.
So we are talking about the match against Elvensberg.
Yeah.
On a Saturday. On a Sunday.
Sunday,
the
right?
The day of the marathon.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah.
I don't know what they are thinking. It makes no sense.
That's crazy.
I think you really have to win the race this time to be, make it real.
I better hurry. Yeah. If I want to make it to the match.
She ran past all the Ethiopians. So
yeah.
Or Kenyans. Like, no, Kenyans?
Who's I mean, the, shouldn't all marathons Kenyans end mostly, yeah. at the Olympic Stadium anyway? You know?
What? Like, that would be awesome. Although, we start and end at the Brandenburger Tor.
Mm. Oh, I mean, yeah,
so we go through at the end, and you know, it's
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I liked Wittenbergplatz better.
Where?
Why? KDV.
Yeah, but like that's a shitty.
It's KDV.
Well, yeah, but
I've never even been there yet.
If you talk about the starting and finish spot, that's horrible.
But it's really close to Tiergarten. You start running, you already at Tiergarten. That's nicer.
Well, no. Yeah, but the when gate. We start.
That's like so, like it's a backdrop.
When we start the current course, we start and like 5 minutes into it, we go around the Siegerzäule.
I mean, it's both.
And Tiergarten, we have Tiergarten on each side.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's
yeah,
both.
Yeah, you're running both, right
both,
through
both,
it.
Both exactly. Right next to, I mean, it's both at different sides of the Tiergarten.
It's literally a gate. I mean, I think it's perfect.
Literally gate? Yeah.
A gate. It's literally a gate.
What do you have with gay people, man?
Okay. Gee.
Chill out of the homophobia.
We do run across Schöneberg, so that's something.
I'll be at the CSD on Saturday.
CSD?
Christopher Street Day. Berlin Pride.
I thought you were talking about the political party. What's the CSD got to do with it?
There's no CSD.
That's
it's
not?
CSU.
Oh, CDU.
Oh, CDU. Yeah, okay.
CSU.
Yeah, okay.
CSU
yeah,
is I the got Bavarian.
Bavarian I got my daughter. Shit mixed up. Sorry.
CSU is the Christlich Soziale Union.
Yes.
And they are the ones that are responsible for us on having proper internet. Motherfuckers.
Okay. Well, what's the one you're talking about, though?
Christopher Street Day?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Joe. First, you have to accept there's gay people in the world, okay?
Oh my fucking God.
it's like how you fuck me with the patriarchy. No, do you not know Christopher Street Day? Never heard of it?
No.
No, it's Christopher Street with the Stonewall Riot. Was it Christopher Street? The Stonewall Riot, you know, that started the whole... I mean, every Pride party is a celebration of... a riot that was started by trans women in New York who were fighting against police brutality.
Oh, okay. Like in the 60s or 70s? Yeah. Or
60s, okay, I guess. I'm not 50s? I'm not sure.
Like back when they used to like raid the clubs and shit like that?
Maybe if you guys come in, we can go to the gay museum together.
Yeah, I mean,
it's near Meringdam. And it's a cool club. Oh, I don't have it with me, but I have, you know, there's a gay club called Schwutz.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like a gay club forever. It's been changed location a few times. And I went there when I was 16 or something like that. It was really fun. And
isn't that a bit young to go there?
I got so many drinks for free, man. anyways, and they were about to be killed by COVID, so they had a sale, and we bought we have a progress flag. I bought a shirt for a friend that says Cheers Queers.
Mm.
And then I found, you know, these, what are they called? A fan.
Okay.
I have a fan that says, it has flowers, two flamingos, and it says hottest bitch. I think I sent you picture. I think I sent you the picture.
Yeah. Yes, on the coffee day.
Yeah, that should be the episode.
Okay, wait. So Christopher Street Day.
Yeah. It's Pride. So Christopher Street Day. You know, I think last weekend was Cologne.
Okay.
And this week is going to be Berlin. And it starts.
Oh.
I don't actually know where it starts. It got bigger, but it ends in the in Mottstraße.
This weekend.
This Saturday.
Oh, okay. What the fuck? So I thought we were talking about the Saturday 27th weekend or whatever.
No,
why the fuck?
I'm sorry.
God, I don't. Jesus Christ, I don't fucking care.
You build something up. Oh yeah, it's this weekend, and you won't be able to be there.
This Saturday I'm going there. Is what I said.
I heard the Saturday part, and I just like in my head I was like, I think he means the Saturday because we were just talking about the Saturday Sunday of the marathon. And
but you know, honey. When you assume things, you make an ass out of
you and me. Yes.
That's a good one.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, well, okay.
So, yeah, and yeah, to go back to
the game?
The game. It really fucking sucks that I'll have to miss it because.
Yeah. Well, there isn't another one for like 3 weeks or something.
I think I might be able to go to the next one, actually. One is like October
20th or something?
Something like that. And in theory, I'll be in Berlin still.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Unless I decide, you know, to go somewhere else for a weekend. But I think I'll make sure I stay in Berlin.
I'll be heading home that weekend.
Okay.
29th? No, I don't have anything.
But you won't be in Berlin anymore, though.
Go to that shitty, shitty, shitty place.
Yeah.
Where the inbreds München. Live.
That's where I'm leaving Berlin for. So I'll be heading down.
Where homophobia resides.
That's actually true.
The state of Bavaria is the only state in Germany that now has a gender ban.
Ah, okay. Have I ever told you, I got into a huge argument last time in Wiesen with a natural Münchener, like a native Münchener. He's Bavarian and that's how he identified as a Münchener.
So a cave troll.
He was a nice guy, very nice too, well dressed, and you know, anyway, so we got chatting, talking. Anyway, I violently disagreed with him, like on a lot of stuff, and he was mainly because he was spouting, you know, like family tradition stuff and anti like trans stuff like that, and for me it's just more like, well, like why do you care? But we got intense and we were really arguing with each other, and but the one thing I really appreciated about his dude, obviously completely disagree with his opinions on that matter, but like I, you know, he was yelling at me too, but at some points I was fucking yelling at him, like, and swearing, you know, and then even afterwards, and I'd be like, you know what, like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for like swearing, and I was like, I'm not swearing at you, I'm just like swear, and he never gave a fuck, he just brushed, he's like, yeah, it's all good, you know, like, no worries, I know, like, we're talking, and he just understood that we're both talking about this subject pretty passionately, and you know, like, it was nice to then just sort of continue, enjoy our mass together, and share a beer with someone I can disagree with anyway. Share a mass, you know?
No, our 10th.
En masse?
Our 10th.
Your 10th. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, probably.
It was getting
pretty deep. Well, he was interesting to talk to anyway, I thought, and have a discussion where it didn't just totally like.
How old was he?
Yeah, so I mean, it's hard for me to gauge. I think he was younger than me. I'm 38. So he was close to my age. It, you know, hard to kind of say around. You know, but yeah, you know, like a clear and deep conservative for sure.
But like, yeah, I mean, that I could see that coming from like, you know, old farts who are on their way out anyway. But younger people thinking that, it fucking boils my piss.
Yeah.
It grinds my gears big time.
Boils my piss. I like that. Is that an idiom? If not, we have to make an idiom. Anyway, in Bavaria, if you're a teacher, yeah, and you write a letter to the parents and it uses gender inclusive language, you get fired. No. You get written up, and then if you do it again, you get fired.
In German. Can you give me a concrete example?
In German, you have Schüler, students, and Schülerinnen, girls.
Yes.
And if you speak it, you would say Schülerinnen, or you write it with an asterisk.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And that's forbidden now by the Party of Freedom.
Fuck's sake.
Those are just fucking grievance policies for all white men. That's why Kamala's going to kick ass. Oh, no, not Kamala. Mm. Kamala.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit. It's not in the bag yet.
Maybe can we talk for 2 minutes about Hatter so we don't feel bad about calling the Hatter podcast?
Well, we did. I mean, we talked about anagrams and shit. You know,
yeah, anagrams.
That counts.
I think we spent more time on the NBA.
Or laundry.
Or the fucking Canucks.
Hey, that's not nice.
What does Canuck mean anyway? It sounds like Canuck to me.
I don't think it means anything per se. Well, it means Canadian, really.
Okay.
This is what it means. It's actually just
Okay.
It's like, you know, Limeys and, you know.
Yeah, it's a slang for Canadian, a Canuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think it's very, pejorative, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not offended.
No. I don't know. I think it came around in World War One, like when the Canadian Expeditionary Force joined the British and went over. Like, I think that's when it came in more into popularity, calling us Canucks.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't know.
Oh, I also have good news, guys. Our Instagram is very popular with naked women.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The bots.
Yes. So bad. You know, you're always like, oh, I have a like, and then, another one of those.
Yeah.
They must really like Joel's voice.
Yeah.
Each new follower I get on Instagram, I double check to see if it's an actual person. If it's not, Insta block.
Yeah, I look and I don't know. I can't manage it anymore.
But it's only the MTF. My other accounts, I don't have that problem. Maybe I just blocked too many of those. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Also, your other accounts are probably private, right?
No, I don't put mine.
Mine isn't. But, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but every now and then, new follower.
Instagram's sort of cleaning them up, too, a bit. So sometimes it'll like, but they don't do... But yeah, no, they don't do a great job.
Maybe they want to sell to Musk.
Yeah, so that goes in the toilet along with Twitter.
Oh, did you hear that he has a trans girl as his daughter. He publicly said that his son is dead, and it came out that his wife, his now daughter, doesn't want to talk to him anymore, and she cut him totally off, and now because he's
Is that the one with like the weird name?
Don't they all have weird names?
Well, I don't know, with like the symbols or
X
whatever, like
something.
Yeah.
I think he or she is too young, right?
I'm not sure.
That's true. They were born
like a few years ago. Not.
Yeah. Okay.
But so like whatever. I don't.
Yeah,
you know, fuck that guy, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, why don't we call the episode Fuck Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, that's going to go down great, I'm sure.
But
we're not going to tweet it then?
I'm going to tweet it and then maybe, No, but...
Laundry talk. Yeah. NBA laundry talk, marathon course.
As dirty as Elon Musk's mind.
Cold cycle only.
I saw a very good tweet that said Elon Musk fanboys in such a way that he could shut his car door and have his dick stuck in the middle. And then he'd say, oh, masterful gambit, sir. And I always see that before my eyes. Like, it's such a funny picture. Masterful gambit, sir.
What else can we say, really? We should end the episode.
Such an idiot. I can go back to hating on him later. Okay. Anything else with the roster? Sorry.
I don't think so.
Okay. The team is in training camp. Hey, they played a 120-minute game against Nijmegen. Like four quarters and 30 seconds, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they won.
Oh.
1-0. Yeah.
Four quarters of 30 minutes. Was it like some kind of experiment or?
No, you could. Yeah. I mean, you had, what they always do, they have one team and then they switch everybody out. So
okay.
First team played two quarters, the other team played two quarters.
Okay.
Because usually he just does the, after 60 minutes, you do all the, so one team only gets
all the subs, yes.
One part of the team only gets 30 minutes. So it's maybe, I think it's, so it's more even.
Okay.
So more of a way to just get them 60 minutes, like the players.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have one more question.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry for the whoever sent that, you know, wait through 45 minutes to get to his question.
But, I mean, it's the most questions we ever got on a show.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know that posted about it. Yeah,
because I'm a sneaky bitch.
Oh, wait, I thought you were a hot bitch.
I'm the hottest sneaky bitch. It's our friend Steve, you know, our most loyal listener.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We mentioned him before.
We love Steve.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
Steve Perry, I remember you reading out his name, one of the last shows.
I guess I should remember, but drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many listeners.
Sorry, Steve. I do feel bad, actually.
You want to read it? You can go to the Instagram.
No. You got it. Please go ahead.
Steve asks, your predictions on where we are going to finish, but that might involve staying on topic.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Cold. Oh, wow.
So he actually listens to us.
Yes.
I mean, I've never heard better proof of a listener. Funny.
Oh, wow. I got to say, respect. Respect.
Now Patrick won't forget his name ever.
No. Now it's burned into my brain. Thank you, sir. Well done.
Do you want some cream to put on your burn?
I think we need to dedicate the episode to Steve. I mean,
oh yeah, Jesus. Oh,
hey, why don't we go like Taylor Swift? We call it DMTF, Steve's version.
I mean, that's kind of. I mean, I hate that it's Taylor Swift related, but it's kind of funny.
I have to say, I listened to Taylor Swift yesterday. It was okay.
Steve jumped just to the top of the line. When it comes to our listenership.
Better.
Number one. Yeah, number one is Steve.
Okay, wait, yeah, let's...
Okay, question...
Yeah, what was the question? What was the...
Well, no, but that's how we work. This is 4D chess. You know, we talk about Steve for so long that we forget his question. You know, that's how we roll.
But I mean, if we would...
4D chess!
If we would say true...
That's the title of the episode.
What?
No, nothing.
What's the title?
4D chess.
But if we were true to ourselves, we would now talk for something for half an hour about burns or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So my sunburn, you know, guys, I have to tell you.
4D burn. Okay. 4-degree burn.
Oh. He also said it's fine to call him Pez.
I do remember that.
Hey, he wrote.
I do remember that. I think he mentioned that in the previous question or
he's
something.
So funny.
That rings a bell.
He wrote, and it's fine to call me Pez. Most friends do, all two of them.
Wow, Steve is on fire. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
No, okay. I lost the tweet. Hang on.
It's been a long day. Does it show? Like, we laugh at any stupid thing. Oh, God.
Okay. He says, your predictions on where we are going to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just...
He did ask that, right?
Can I...
15 minutes ago.
Can I mention a little clip I love that's on YouTube where somebody asks, what's your best pickup line? They call me Arsenal. I started on top and I finished second.
Okay, yeah.
I think someone sent me that joke on Instagram because it rings a bell as well.
I did. I sent it to you.
You did? Yeah. Okay, so there you go. It's a good joke. I mean, respect.
Okay.
Yes.
Who wants to start? I'll tell you. Okay?
Please, sure.
We want to finish first and we're going to break the points record.
Whoa. Had I known that you were going to say that, I would have kicked you off the call.
Beep, 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 beep.
Exactly. Lost carrier.
What's the Canadian sound if your call gets disconnected?
I think it's.
It's not the same as in Europe. It's
because in the States it's.
Let's stay on topic, please. This time,
I gave my answer.
Steve, we failed you.
He wants to be called Pez.
To the surprise of no one.
Call him Pez.
Pez. Yes.
You can be a third friend.
Okay. I think. Okay, so in the Zweite Bundesliga, it is the top two.
Yeah.
Automatic promotion.
Yeah.
And the third one is a playoff, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think two we will finish games. Third.
Ooh.
Third.
And we're going to beat Union.
Good. Sign me up.
It would be hell.
That would be awesome, though.
Well, that would be epic. Like,
yes.
As a re-entry, that would be insane.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would just, you can't write that.
I mean, the build-up to the game would be horrible.
The whole week would be horrible.
Like, you know, stay away from all social media. But if we won that game, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And there's two legs of a, oh my God. That would be amazing.
Yes.
Berlin matches.
Oh, I hate relegation. My.
Wow. That would be, whew. Now, okay, that's what I want. Like, that's now, okay, third.
Wow.
I'm like,
wow,
I
unleashed the fury of Joel. Like,
Joel,
my answer,
Joel
Jesus.
Targaryen, you woke the dragon.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, I man. Did.
First of its name. Awesome. King of the Anzenroina. Protector of the realm.
You're winded now.
Fired up. Because where did they finish, right?
Where are you in Hainer?
Were they the third?
Final or
fourth? Like,
what
did they have to play to survive?
Union. They almost got relegated.
I knew they almost did.
Yeah,
they weren't bottom three, were they?
No, they finished one ahead.
The bottom four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I mean, yeah, it's like pretty possible in a way. In that, if
no, I want them gone. I want them to finish 18th and not,
I mean, sure.
Not
yeah,
talk
I
to
mean,
me.
I think
yeah, that works.
That works. But yeah.
Not gonna complain. If
I mean,
that
I want a bomb to drop and destroy that fucking stadium.
I could go for that as well.
you know? Want to give your answer, Patrick? Because I have something else I want to say, and it's about the shares. But you go with your answer first, and then we can move on to the shares.
Mine was third. Joel, okay. What about you?
I mean, because of all that, I'm going to pick. That's what
no,
I want.
Can.
That would
no,
be
you
great.
Can. It's already
ah,
the pick.
Okay, wow.
My all answer right, was fine. Too good. Only I can have it.
Yeah. Only I may party. You know?
Yes.
Man, you have to have your own opinion,
I like
man.
To party. No. Okay.
We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody.
I mean, looking at who's around, I mean, it's so hard to say with a new coach, like a lot of new players, like it's hard, you know, where, I mean, honestly, I my first kind of thought instantly was a little more like upper mid table. Like right off the bat, because there's just some team like Cologne. I mean, come on, like even and Darmstadt last year was pretty good. Cologne's going to be good, kind
no,
of no matter
Cologne,
what.
No Cologne, Cologne has
HSV.
Let him answer.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey.
Cologne.
Well,
has,
there's just a lot. There's enough teams in there where like they, you know, like it's going to be competitive enough at the top where like yeah, I guess so. Like that's why I feel like upper middle.
But Cologne lost at the CAS, at the CAS. And now they can't transfer any players.
What?
Cologne can't transfer any players. They have a transfer ban because they got a youth player from Slovenia or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember something about this.
Jesus.
Because that was their punishment for breaking that rule.
And they were so stupid to go into this this court case. Say, yeah, we got it. No problem. And no, they're fucked.
Wow. Okay, I forgot about that. Okay, that's rough.
And some of their players don't even have a contract for the second league. So it's going to be interesting.
So that means if they get relegated, those players become free agents automatically?
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
And then because they're not allowed transfers, they can't replace them?
Yes.
But then
only
what happens
academy,
if...
Only academy players.
Academy players,
okay.
Academy players.
Yeah. I was going to say, couldn't you be like attrition?
But if
into no team.
No one on the bench, someone gets injured, you know. We finish with 10 players, I guess.
Yeah, transfer ban.
Yes.
In basketball, if you don't have enough players, you still finish the game.
In basketball, I didn't.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, you can play with four. Is that what it is? Or is there any rule?
I think you can play with three, but you can't play with one.
Well, Jesus. Well, that makes sense because you can't take more than three steps.
You can't. Even two players. If you play two against five, you're screwed. Even 4-5, you're screwed because you always have one man open.
Yeah, I was just sort of thinking about the the mechanics of the rules, and you do need a second person to.
Well, no, I mean, if you dribble, you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You can keep moving. That's true. Yeah, you're right. I mean, just keep.
If you're good enough of a dribbler, you're good. But yeah, once you stop moving, then you're fucked. That's true.
Little tangent. When Hertha was.
Oh, you don't say.
When Hertha.
That's the entire episode.
Just a little one.
Well, yeah, exactly. Are you, in a sea of tangents.
You aware that Hertha won the championship twice in the 1930s?
Yes.
Are you also aware that they made it to the final six times?
Nope, I did not know six.
They made
I assume that does or does not include the two,
including the fifth and sixth time were the wins.
Oh, okay. So all the finals were before the wins,
and
so we've never been to a final since winning.
Yeah, they got their championships, two championships, and then never again. We're done.
Oh, there is no final, right? Yeah, because it's
take their ball.
We don't have finals anymore. It used to be finals. And one of the games, one player was injured, and back then you couldn't substitute players, so that's why Hertha lost the game because they were understaffed.
Wow!
Oh wow!
Because you couldn't replace players back then. Yeah, I have this weirdo guy.
The more you know. Like bring with the shooting star.
I have this weirdo guy on my block, and he keeps yelling. Right now, he's going.
Is he drunk?
I think he's on the slower side.
Hold must the door. Be.
Well, I mean, one doesn't exclude the other. Yeah, hold the door. Yes, nice. Nice.
Good one. I mean, it still baffles me how they abandoned all these plots. What about the what about TV the night? What about the Night King? Bam, dead. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What about
the symbols they use in the beginning, the spiraling symbol around the original weirwood. Yeah, the horse corpses, the spiraling that they because they even hold to it even when they fucking hit the Dreadfort, when they killed the last kid, Lord Umber, and then they put his body up on the spiral. Again, that spiral is never like, why have symbolism in a show to never explain it and never have a meaning?
Why does Tarly go to Old Town to study and nothing comes of it?
He learned of, I guess, the most he got out of it was learning of the, the legal marriage between Lyanna and Rhaegar Targaryen.
Okay. Yeah. But
because because of the marriage was legal, it made Jon's claim the superior claim because of the annulment to, the Martell woman and then the official marriage to
Elia Martell.
So,
hold on. Thank you.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. You say nerd.
Well, yeah, that's what
Was it the Homer? Like,
yeah.
I didn't hear it.
When he goes back to college.
Oh, the Homer?
You get it, a load of the nerd. Pardon me.
Nerd. Yeah, it's such a good one.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
but it's baffling. Anyways, you say third, I say first place.
Okay, so you were serious?
Of course.
Okay. Oh, come on, really?
We're going to fucking kill.
Okay.
Look, they're going to start off okay. They're going to win a few games. And
I
don't
want to believe that.
And then in September, Cesar comes back, Riese comes back, boom. I mean, Cuisance could score 20 goals if he wanted to.
No, man. So he doesn't want to. He's
doesn't feel like it.
He's opting not to do that.
Doesn't feel like it. Yeah, no, not today.
Funny you should. Speaking of somebody not wanting to do something, I listened to a podcast with a guy who is now with La Marzocco. You know La Marzocco, Italian espresso machine company since 1927. Anyway, this American guy. He starts a coffee cart in Seattle, and then he goes to Italy to find espresso machines. And he comes back with a U.S. license to distribute La Marzocco and Astoria machines. And then Starbucks happens. And back then, Starbucks still had really good machines. So they ordered 500 machines from them. And then he calls like Italy, okay, guys, next year we need 500 machines more. And they go like, no, we don't want to do that. And he couldn't understand. And then I think he asked them if they could build them under license in the US, and that's what they did. But the Italians said, no, we don't want to make more money. Fuck it.
Okay.
Way to bring down the temperature.
Well, I mean, I was trying to think of a good joke, like, you know, that's the Italians for you, like, you know. But no.
Now, yeah. I think it's mostly because labor laws in Italy, you can't just hire people and then fire them. So they didn't want to take on more people.
Ah, okay.
Because all the La Marzocco machines are hand-built.
Okay.
Because yeah.
I know that in Serie A, like, it will happen a lot that a club fires a manager, but they don't get rid of him. You know, they just move him aside because, as you say, they cannot really fire him. So that's why something else that will happen a lot, the same guy will manage the club three times in a season because he is still under contract. So, you know, might as well use him.
But
they cannot fire him.
The same in Germany. Hertha paid for three coaches at some point at the same time.
Okay. So they cannot fire...
Korkut. They were still paying Bruno.
Okay.
They gave Dada a million settlement, and then you had Sandro Schwarz.
Was that just like contractual, or was it like because of labor laws?
I thought it was specific to Italy, but I guess not. Okay.
I mean, you have labor laws. If you have a contract, you have a contract.
Well, I'm just here. I'm just the difference I'm thinking of is more that like in hockey, like you have teams still playing, let's say, other player salaries or something like that because of the way the contract was structured and then the way they were traded away. Right.
Okay.
And that's often to avoid like cap space management. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they'll cover because like to say the players lost their value. So basically the team trying to get rid of them is willing to cover a portion of their salary so that the accepting team doesn't have as high of a cap hit. Stuff like that.
So it's
common. No, not really. Cause if they're not like, there's no loans in hockey at all.
Yeah. But it's like when you have a loan, you're the team that loans out the player also pays a part of the salary usually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure,
yeah. In that way. Yeah. Yes.
But this is like a weird cap space management thing. That's why it's like, anyway, it's just, you'll hear in hockey of players, whatever coaches are like being paid by another team.
But that's the whole thing with the Freddy Bobic thing, you know? He was fired for cause, and he was fired without cause. I mean, you have fristlos, and you have the fristgerecht. So one would be, we fire you, your contract runs till the end, and then you're gone. And the other one is, we fire you, you're gone immediately. I think they've just lost the case for the firing with cause. Because it wasn't enough that he said to the reporter that he was going to smack him.
I was going to say that he was an asshole. I mean,
and then
fair. I mean, I don't know.
And the other thing was that was something that Kai Bernstein said, and he's dead, so he couldn't go to court and say something because he's dead. So that's why they lost that one.
That's a good reason.
Oh, but there's a thing going on at the Deutsches Theater. It's always called Fußballsalon. Where a guy from Elf Freunde talks to people on a certain topic. And Freddy Bobic is going to be there soon. And we were thinking about going there and throwing shit at him or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, bring a few rotten eggs so you can throw them on.
Nico said to just ask him questions. I said, okay, can you please explain the concept of a mentality player to me? And how the fuck could you take Mizian Maolida?
I cannot imagine how that thing will go well. There's going to be a ton of people to, you know, there's going to be plenty of shithousery during that evening, I'm sure.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but that's happening. And, Maulida is going to the Saudi Arabia League.
Yeah, Hibs. Yes.
No, Saudi Arabia.
No, yeah.
Hibs couldn't pay.
No, he was loaned. He was loaned to Hibs. Yes, okay, sorry.
Couldn't pay his salary.
Okay.
Only Freddy Bobic could pay his salary. Stupid idiot.
Now he's fucking off to oil country. Good for him, I guess. Go chase that money, you know.
There was an article that said that he spent 15 million on agents and... Bobic.
Agent fees?
Bobic, yeah. And agent fees, yeah.
Commission?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's brutal.
That's stupid.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, I don't want to cut you guys off, but we are at 1 hour and 35 minutes.
See, once Simon's not there, we really get rolling.
You know, we are master of momentum. Just, you know, push us in the right direction and we will go, 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 go.
Like a golden retriever.
Something like that.
Snowballing.
Yes. All right. So, Jan, feel free to cut off this part, but you had interviews in mind? Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that next time. We'll do that next time.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Cutting that out.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't want to
spoil. Yeah, tomorrow is Hatta birthday. It's tomorrow on Thursday. And we have a tradition that we go into the Akuna Platz, which is one of the possible locations where it was founded, or the idea thought of, where the guy said, okay, let's start a football club, and we're going
to make people suffer for the next 135 years and counting.
132.
Yeah.
And on Sunday,
so only 130 years of suffering.
Shit. Ooh. Yes. Good point. Good point.
Do you have an applause or something like that for him?
No. Well, I mean, the next best thing is...
Okay. I'll take it.
Good enough.
And Sunday the team comes back from... I think on Saturday they come back from training camp, and then on Sunday is this... Oh, Simon is writing. How's it going, chaps?
We are still going.
why don't you write back and say, hey, he's writing back. The team is coming, the men's team is coming back from training camp. And on Sunday, we have the Saisoneröffnung, which is time to hop on if he wants to.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the link is there.
Yeah,
the
but isn't he somewhere where he can't? Isn't he somewhere in the middle of?
He's probably covered in horse blood.
Who isn't?
And or horseshit. And I don't know how good the signal is where I don't know.
Anyway, so the Saisoneröffnung is a big party, and the women's team is gonna play Kiel, and there's gonna be public
Simon says hi from Valhalla.
And the public training session at the Amateurstadion and the party.
Okay, so that's tomorrow?
On Sunday.
Sunday, okay. Yeah. Sunday, sorry.
Tomorrow's the birthday. Sunday is the thing. And next week is the first game, right?
Yeah. Next Already? Weekend.
Jesus, yeah. Okay.
Hang on.
Woof.
Woof. Ugh. It's so hard to work my phone with one hand.
Insert joke here. I'm not going to do that. Not doing that.
So the first home game is the 3rd of July. No, 3rd of August, sorry. 3rd of August against, what's their face? Paderborn. And it's the first time we have a home game on the first match day since 2018. And I remember that because I was on vacation in Spain and I couldn't see the game. And we put on back then, Sky was even shittier with the streaming, and we wanted to watch the game, and it moved like one frame every 5 minutes. So we turned it off.
Okay.
So the next game we just watched, I was sitting at this Asian restaurant in Spain with my phone and kept refreshing kicker. What are you reading, Joel?
Just looking at the schedule.
Yeah, I tried as well and couldn't find anything. So. All right. So, okay. So let's
fuck off.
Stick a fork in this. We're done.
Stick a fork?
Never. Oh, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, but no, I mean, aren't
we?
The idioms you use, I don't know them, so they sound...
No? You never heard that one?
No.
That one's common.
I know, sure. Put a pin in it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. It's similar. Same meaning.
Well, I mean, it might be more of a North American thing, probably. Maybe they don't use that much.
There's
in
nothing German
British
that
English.
Does something like that, to put something into something to end it. No, there's no idiom in German.
It's because, like, something is done. It's, you know, it's cooked.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and in French, it doesn't work either. So,
il ne marche pas.
No, ça ne marche pas. Hey, multilingual talk.
Hey, do you know that one song? Ça plan pour moi, that horrible song?
Oh, yeah, Plastic Bertrand. Yeah, that's from like early 80s. Horrible. I was a kid, I remember.
Horrible.
Well, I mean.
I mean, the first French song I remember is Ella Ella from France Gall.
Oh, yeah, France Gall, yes.
Back in 1988.
Yes. Yeah.
When Joel was still. A
twinkle in his father's eye.
I was about to say a cup of yogurt at the store shelf.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, I never heard that one before.
That's the German one.
Okay, that's it.
Nasty Germans.
Well, I mean, what's the, you know, when you think of the stereotype for, you know, weird porn, you think either Dutch or German, honestly,
Dutch.
Right?
Dutch?
Yeah.
I just know the Dutch rather.
Right, Joel? I'm not crazy, am I?
Dutch? I'm thinking, no. I don't know the Dutch.
German?
German. Yeah, okay. I'm thinking German. For me, will be the Dutch one.
Okay. Did you watch Zach and Miri Make a Porno?
Yeah.
I just know the Dutch rudder where you sit on your hand till it feels...
Oh, yeah. I've seen the...
I love that movie. Go fuck a goat. I hate both of you ebony ivory motherfuckers, I tell you.
Wow, Jesus, that movie is like 15 years old.
It's funny as hell.
Well, yeah, I remember liking it, but I couldn't quote it.
And it's your compatriot.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
It's so funny. I watched his latest show, it's okay.
Show?
No, he was in a movie. He was in two movies, Neighbors, with...
I like those movies. They're funny.
Zac Efron,
That Rose Byrne was his wife, and now in the show he's also married to Rose Byrne.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
They worked well as a couple, I think, like a comedic couple.
Yeah, I didn't like.
Oh yeah, she's really funny.
Oh, I love Knocked Up. Is even better.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Knocked Up is anything Judd Apatow in.
But Knocked Up is maybe the funniest.
Probably.
And I really loved Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That was awesome.
Yes,
with the musical that he wrote himself in, which is a true story. He wrote a musical of Dracula, Jason Segel.
Oh, okay.
See, and now I've got you going for 7 more minutes. I win. Fuck, man, yes. I'm a tour.
Yeah, we all lose. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
It's a lose situation.
I'm joking.
Triple L.
One of these days, we will go back to the 2+ hour marathons.
Of course.
From a few years ago.
Yeah, because then they're going to have good games, and we have to talk about the games for longer than 30 seconds. Well, you just say, it was shit, right? Okay, shit. Then moving on.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that will be a happy problem to have.
Okay, one last callback to the prediction. I think they're going to finish on top because the style of play has totally changed. I mean, I watched the press conference when he started, and I watched the first training session. They streamed the first training session, and he's way better at coaching than Dardai.
Okay.
And he's way better at tactics, and it's going to be like a high counter pressure thing where when you lose the ball, you go right at it.
Yeah. Pep stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's intriguing.
And I think that the roster as such has really improved greatly. I mean, Schuler scored like, I don't know, 10 double digits. I'm not sure, but he scored double digits, I guess. And Demme used to be a really good player.
Yeah.
And Cuisance was once, he went to Munich, but it was too early, so that's why he fucked up.
Okay.
And Kevin Sessa is also good. I mean, he went up with Heidenheim, and he never got enough playing time, so that's why he left. because I think maybe they told him, okay, you're not sure if you can become a starter. So then he said, okay, I'll go for Berlin. I mean, who wants to live in Heidenheim?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I hope for. Yeah,
mark my words.
That's a lot of unknowns.
And then,
of course, things could go to shit.
And then if I'm right, we're going to fly to the US together and shake hands with President Kamala Harris.
Oh, my God.
Again, let's not. I'm going to quote Reservoir Dogs. Let's not suck each other's dick right just now. Yet.
That's also a good movie. I like the beginning with the Like a Virgin. Remember that? Yes. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, I watched a movie on Prime.
We're going to hit 2 hours.
One more. It's Nicolas Cage and Pedro.
Yeah. It's the one.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
The weight of something talent or something.
Of lots of talent or something like that, no? Like if you're very.
I know what you.
I'll
what
go
you
to mean. IMDb one sec.
Not uncrushable weight,
unbearable weight.
Unbearable weight of.
Yeah,
talent?
Talent, yes, I think.
Of extraordinary
talent. The unbearable weight of massive talent, 2022, Nicolas Cage, Pedro Pascal. Yeah, I just wanted to see it because of this little TikTok that was going around, you know, when they, with the Mama Cass song. Sing your own kind of music, play your own favorite song. And in the movie, it's Pedro Pascal. No, it's Nicolas Cage looking like really aggressive at Pedro Pascal who's driving. He's like, ah! And in the movie, I think they took drugs and that's why they're both tripping.
Okay.
It's pretty corny, but it's Nicolas Cage is at the end of his luck, down on his luck. No more money. His divorce was costly. He doesn't get any roles. And then this guy calls from Europe. He wants him to come as a special guest to his birthday because he's the biggest fan. And in reality, he wanted him to read his screenplay and maybe star in his new movie, but he's never brought on a movie. And when he's on the way over there, Nicolas Cage, he gets kidnapped by Tiffany Haddish, and she's with the FBI or ATF or something like that, and they think he's a drug lord.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And it's kind of funny because it's I think Pedro Pascal is a great actor, and Nicolas Cage is basically just taking a piss on himself, you know. So it's kind of
speaking of German porn. Come on, that's a good callback.
You know what it's called in German?
Natursicht?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I don't know. I saw it somewhere.
I don't know.
And I was like, okay.
I don't
interesting.
Know.
Sekt is a champagne, pretty much.
No, so it's sparkling, like, sparkling wine.
Why? Okay.
Champagne is only from the Champagne. So, see what it's like living with you.
I'm still proud of myself for remembering the word.
Yes.
So don't give me shit on that.
How do you know that word?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere and it stuck for some reason.
I just know it because there was an Ärzte song. Because the Ärzte, it's a punk band, they always had trouble with German authorities because they would take their songs off the market because they were too offensive.
Okay.
Like that one song called Geschwisterliebe, where it's about a guy who's fucking his sister.
Okay.
And then they made a song just to piss them off, and they had Teresa Orlovsky. I think she was a big porn star in the 70s.
I'll take your word for it.
And they would have the song, and in the background she would say all these things like Natursekt, anal, and stuff like that. It's really funny.
Okay.
I have a feeling,
what else can we say?
I really have a feeling Steve's going to enjoy this one.
Oh, God.
Yes, good old Steve.
Steve, what's your favorite porn? Let us know in the comments. And subscribe to our channel. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought Joel was dead. He was dropping.
No.
Yeah, keeling over. Okay, so yeah, let's end on this.
Come on, 10 more minutes. We can do it. Let's end on this. Joel, are you okay?
Yeah, only if we talk about the Euros. 10 more minutes.
Oh, I really gotta go.
I knew that would do it.
Oh, yeah, tactical. Well done.
I watched one game. I watched one game. That's all I can say.
I watch a fair share of them. Most of them, actually.
But there was nothing. It was nothing like the 2006 World Cup. This I was saying it was such a great thing. If I didn't know, I wouldn't have known that there was a World Cup, like a big tournament going on.
Really?
You told us your neighbors were.
Yeah, my neighbor with the fireworks, but that's. I hope his dick falls off.
German porn again. Okay, so on this note,
leprosy.
Where can we reach you guys online? Let's start with Joel.
Nobody wants to know where to meet.
Twitter, Instagram, JTJBax. I'm the same on all.
All right. Awesome.
That's great branding.
No, yeah, it is. Okay, so Jan, what about you?
Go to the bio. I don't know. It's on the Twitter bio.
Okay.
Should be.
It is. It is, actually. It is. So, no, yeah, fair.
And we have a link tree.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
The MTF podcast, I think.
I have a link tree.
I don't.
What do you link there?
Does that make me special?
What do you link there? Your TikTok account?
His OnlyFans.
Yeah. Link in bio, you know?
Is your username? Oh, no, no, no.
I'm taking all these notes here.
Not going there.
Not your Zact. What is it? Is it
the Dutch rudder?
Yeah.
Joel's new video tomorrow is going to be POV Dutch rudder. Oh, no. You know, he's going to put a GoPro on his dick. POV, you're being Dutch rudder, or is it Dutch rudder? Yeah.
But yeah, I wish this was a video podcast because me and Joel are like you know the usual expression for what the fuck is going on, like, you know, shrugging with our, you know, palms up.
Yeah,
that's what we are doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, on this note,
so what's your OnlyFans again, Joel? JTJX.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know what? I'm going to set up OnlyFans JTJBax.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
And then I put on pictures of feet.
Okay.
And
the outro music.
I don't hear anything.
No? Okay. No, you can't. You don't know.
I don't hear it.
Well, sorry.
Okay. I mean, the other stuff we could hear, but I didn't hear the nerd. I didn't hear the...
That's weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh.
Not again.
This one I heard.
Okay. So on this note, thank you, listeners.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. Stay awesome. Sorry for the rambling, but then again, you guys must be used to it by now.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yes.
That's another good Apatow movie, is it?
Go fuck yourself, Union. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
We hope your dick falls off. Union.
Yes. German porn. Okay, so thank you.
My daughter. Bye-bye. My daughter. Oh. My daughter built. Ah. My daughter built a Duplo stadium today. You know, the smaller kids' Lego. And she said, "Daddy, this is Hertha's goal. This is Union's goal." And then they played. And I was on the balcony. I heard all this yelling. And Hertha won 5-0. And Fabian Reese scored all the goals, and he got the pass from Marleen Rode, who's her favorite first team player. And yesterday it was on Instagram that she extended her contract, and she was jumping on the couch, going, "Yeah, Marleen Rode, Marleen Rode, Marleen Rode." It's so cute. She even got an autograph from her on the last match. That's really, really cute. She went mental, like it's a Taylor Swift concert. And she's like, "Ah, Marleen Rode, Marleen Rode." Yeah, we're going to go to a girls' match, guys. So go in there. Oh, I just got a text from my wife. A bit quieter, please.
Okay, I'm...
Yeah, that's it.
I'm out of here, man.
Okay, we're gone.
What do I need to do to save these tracks? I don't want to fuck up the tracks, but I'm gone.
Okay, thank you, everyone. See you on the next one. Bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football podcast.
Okay, that's a